claims to have had no role in that business, but is stepping aside to avoid the accusation or perception of a conflict of interest. Let me speak to our political correspondent, Tracy McGee, Deputy Political Editor. Tracy, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Tracy, first and foremost, you don't want to mix up your Dr. Andrews here.
There's a lot of Andrews running around here. Yes, that's right. There is an overlap. And there are a lot of people who are being named in connection with this RHI scheme, most especially people's names who are special advisors. Now, these are people who are not in the headlines. They're not like the politicians. And so we hear these names bandied about, and people who are in Stormont know who they are, but to the public, these names mean nothing.
Yes, the names would mean something to anyone who works in the industry or is close to politics, but the people who are being referred to are very important people within the whole political cog.
Well, I think what we have seen over the last few days, and most especially as a result of the evidence that Dr. McCormick gave yesterday, is the role of SPADs or special advisors being focused upon. These are people who operate in that middle ground between the civil service and ministers. They aren't elected politicians, but they are political appointees. And they are very close to the minister. A civil servant who would be dealing with a special advisor would believe that when they're speaking to that special advisor, they are speaking to somebody with the authority of a minister.
Did you get the sense yesterday, as we listened to every nook and cranny of what was being said, that it was being slightly more distanced from Arlene Foster than we'd previously thought?
Well, I think what is important about this is that the evidence that we heard yesterday from Dr. Andrew McCormick, he is a career civil servant. He is the permanent secretary of the department. And so, you know, by nature and by profession, he would be very cautious. And so he was given his evidence, and he was a very credible witness, I have to say, very calm, spoke with authority, and he was giving his view, given the fact that he has seen as much information as possible about this RHI scheme, what he believed has been going on. And he was asked directly, do you believe that Arlene Foster is guilty of any wrongdoing? And twice he said no. He said that that she had followed the advice of her department officials. So I think in that regard, I think the DUP will take a crumb of comfort from what was really quite a dark day for them.
Do you think we'll hear much more about it at that level between now and the election or not?
Well, Dr. McCormick is actually giving evidence this morning to the Economy Committee. Yesterday he was speaking to the Public Accounts Committee. Today he's speaking to the Economy Committee, along with the Minister, Simon Hamilton, and they are talking about the Renewable Heat Incentive Scheme. So, of course, yes, there's going to be a great deal of focus on this.
So there could be a repetition of what happened yesterday as opposed to something new?
Well, I think what you'll see is because yesterday was really such a shocking day, it was just one revelation after another. Every time he spoke, he seemed to say something that was really quite jaw-dropping. What you'll see, I think, today is MLA is trying to pick apart some of that and try to get some of the detail from what has been said. Well, as I say, yesterday was more dropping a bombshell. Today, I think people will try to make sense of what they heard.
And John Robinson stepping aside, he's the advisor to Simon Hamilton. He will still have a central role within the DUP.
Yes, and he is still a special advisor, but he's been a step aside from anything to do with the Renewable Heat Incentive Scheme because, as you say, he wants to avoid the perception of or accusation of a conflict of interest. I think probably coming off the back of the day that they had yesterday, it is another cut in the DUP's armour. John Robinson would be very well known in media circles because since 2007 he has effectively been the spin doctor for the DUP. Last year he moved to be a special advisor for the Economy Minister, Simon Hamilton. And of course RHI is the biggest financial crisis that the Economy Department is facing. And now we learned that John Robinson did not declare the fact that his father-in-law had two boilers, two of these biomass boilers. Now there's no suggestion that Mr. Robinson's father-in-law did anything wrong. The problem is that he didn't declare this before he took on the role.
Do you get a sense, Tracy, that it's going to be, as I think it was the First Minister said, going to be a brutal election?
No doubt about it. Absolutely no doubt about it. I think what we're hearing now is really, as I say, revelation after revelation, in the sense that there's this drip, drip, drip of information coming out of RHI, and that is difficult for the DUP, but really the election doesn't start proper until the Assembly is dissolved next Wednesday, and then battle will be joined, and I do believe that this will be a very brutal election.
Okay, Tracy, thank you very much indeed. Tracy McGee, our Deputy Political Editor, 25 past nine almost. Your opinions are very welcome on all issues that we cover on the programme. Needless to say, we're not going to throw open the lines for you to sling mud that you can't stand over what you're targeting with the mud. So we're cautious on that one. But your opinions, of course, are welcome if they are structured and reasonable.